Number 2, Australian General Hospital. Number 11, later Caulfield Repatriation Hospital, Kooyong Road, Caulfield.
The beautiful mansion Glen Eira was acquired by the government in 1915 for use as an army hospital. Built around 1865, it was remodelled in 1872 into an 18-room mansion with a tower for Ashley Ricketson. Glen Eira, on 25 acres of land with extensive gardens, was a calm and beautiful environment for the wounded soldiers. Within the extensive grounds, many long single-storey wards were built, all coming off open connecting corridors, breezeways. The men were treated with sun baths for wound repair and were able to be wheeled out directly into the sunshine. The local Red Cross worked tirelessly to raise money to establish a rest home on the site to provide a haven for the ambulant patients and give comfort and support for the convalescing soldiers who were becoming a nuisance in the wards. Men who lived off-site and needed to attend outpatient clinics could also access the rest home. It stands today, a simple, single-storey arts and crafts-style building. As a rest home, it provided a reading room, a piano, billiard tables, light activities, letter writing. Not all the men were literate or physically able to do this. Snacks were provided, which could be shared with visiting family members. There was a clothes mending service to keep the uniforms neat and provide the men with dignity. These services were provided by volunteer women of the Red Cross. The rest home was a place of social and emotional support and comfort. The gracious mansion Glen Eira, with its tall white tower, was demolished in the 1960s. The Red Cross rest home, now Montgomery House, and the mansion's front fence and gates are all that remain from that time.
Don't you just love kicking back, kicking your feet up on the balcony, sun on your face?
Oh, you just don't get this overseas. Oh, the birds, the trees. Oh, I missed gum trees. Oh,
no one barking orders at you.
Oh, yeah.